We've been working through the 10th chapter of John, or through the Gospel of John. We're now into the 10th chapter of John. And I would just like to ask everyone's prayers. Mark had a very, very, very hard night last night, which equated to everybody else having a very hard night last night. But anyway, this is the way Satan is alive and well, and he will do everything he can to attack those who are trying to stand up for his word. And anyway, this is, like I said earlier, is one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible, this 10th chapter of John. It is a remarkable lesson by Christ of the aspect of how he works in the lives of his sheep. There are many places in the Bible that talk about Christ being the great shepherd of the sheep. He likens himself to the manna that came down from heaven, the shepherd, the bread of life, the living water. And Christ is the door, and he is the good shepherd. And he proves by his works that he is Christ, the very Son of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Well, now we know that most of society today throughout the world are living under the philosophy that all paths lead to God. And we know that even here in the United States, that whole genre is being perpetrated in our educational system and throughout our society, that all paths lead to God, that Jesus is not the only way to God. Even Billy Graham says that Jesus Christ is not the only way to God. Robert Shuler says the same thing. Our own president says that we all worship the same God, even those who worship Allah. He is the same God. Michael Savage says the same thing. A national talk show host that has over 7 million listeners. But that's not what Jesus Christ says. Jesus Christ says, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. But he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And, there's a big difference there in the philosophies of men and the doctrine of Jesus Christ. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Notice it says here that he calleth his own sheep by name. His own sheep. There are a lot of sheeple people in the world that are just followers. But they're not hearing the voice of the great shepherd. They're not following the shepherd, Jesus Christ. They're following another shepherd. They're following their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. He says, and he putteth forth his own sheep. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, I've often said this, but if those people out there that are promoting a different doctrine than what Christ taught, then they are not hearing the voice of the great shepherd, Jesus Christ. They're hearing another voice. they're calling Jesus Christ a liar by not by saying that what he said is not true. And he goes on and he says, and a stranger will they not follow. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they not know not the voice of strangers. God's elect ultimately will subscribe to the doctrine of Jesus Christ. They will ultimately adhere to it, and they ultimately will follow it. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Does that include all of those that are involved in philosophies and pagan religions and all kinds of different things? Yes. Does that include Socrates and Aristotle and Plato and Kant and Schopenhauer and Darwin and Dabney and all these false religions? Does that include? Yes, it does. He says, all that came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. If you're listening to the philosophies of men, humanistic psychology, B.F. Skinner, Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, Abraham Maslow, if you're listening to those voices, he says here, but the sheep did not hear them. The sheep did not hear them. Well, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Are you feeding upon Jesus Christ? Are you feeding on the manna from heaven? The bread sent down from heaven? Are you feeding upon the one whose word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us? He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ came for a very specific purpose. And that purpose was to give his life for his sheep. He did not come to give his life for goats. He came to give his life for his sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. For the sheep. Well, the question is, are you one of God's little sheep? Am I one of God's little sheep? Well, if we hear his voice, if we believe his word, then that is strong evidence that we are one of his sheep. But he goes on and he says, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. Notice there, these hirelings are trying to go into the flock of God, deceive and destroy the flock of God. The wolf, it says, that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Hirelings don't care if the sheep are scattered or not. Hirelings like Rick Warren and Joel Osteen and Robert Shuler, well, I think Robert Shuler is a wolf. I believe that probably a lot of those other people I just mentioned are wolves in sheep's clothing. They don't care. They're hirelings. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Billy Graham's not caring for the sheep, if they're truly God's elect that he's sending back into the Roman Catholic Church. And we see those that are propagating the lie that all paths lead to God are not caring for the sheep, they're hirelings. But Christ says of himself, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. You know, not any hireling can add to the kingdom of God. That is very evident. The kingdom of God cannot be added to or subtracted from. He says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Isn't that comforting for God's elect? He knows his sheep. He knows all of our thoughts. He knows all of our failures. He knows our uprisings and our downfalls. He knows all of our sins, all of our weaknesses, everything about us. But the comforting thing is that we are his sheep. And we are known of him. As the Father knoweth me, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus Christ came for that very specific reason to this world, to this planet Earth. He came to lay down his life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Jesus Christ did not just come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He also came to be a light unto the Gentiles. And now we are all Israel, both Jew and Gentile. And he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Hear these reprobate Jews didn't even have a clue that the very Son of God was speaking to them, and they were calling him a madman. They were calling him a devil. Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? We saw in the last chapter, Jesus Christ opened the eyes of a blind man who had been blind since birth. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. And there came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell so plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. You know, a lot of people today are looking for signs. And Christ told them that there would be no sign given them but the sign of, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth, so would the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. And Jesus says, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Those that are teaching a well-meant offer of the gospel for every man, woman, boy, and girl without exception are lying, my friends. Jesus Christ with his own lips said to these people here, ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Those who refuse to follow Jesus Christ, refuse to uphold the Bible, refuse to uphold the doctrine of Jesus Christ, are not of his sheep, is what he says. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. He knew them before they were born. He knew them before the foundation of the world. It was an intimate knowledge of them. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's all-wise. He's all-knowing. He's immutable. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. He didn't say that he didn't say here that he made eternal life available to everybody. He said that he gave unto his sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That is an overwhelming comfort to God's sheep, to think that we are rooted and grounded in Christ's love, and nothing will separate us from his love, because he has given unto us eternal life, and there's no possible way that we can perish, and no one's going to be able to pluck us out of his Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Have you been given to Christ by the Father? That's the question. There is no merits in ourselves that would merit us being given to Christ by the Father. We were all born and conceived in sin. We're all filthy rags, all gone out of the way. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's why Christ came and died for his sheep. He said, I came to give my life for the sheep. And he goes on and says, I and my Father are one. Well, the result of that was that then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And we see that happening in today. When someone wants to get up and preach what I'm preaching today, straight out of the Bible, the exclusive work of Jesus Christ, that there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, that every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, name Christ Jesus. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father, for which of these works do ye stone me? Well, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods unto whom the world of God, the word of God came, then the scriptures cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? Well, the goats are not going to hear the truth. They're not going to hear the shepherd. Never have, never will. But he says, yeah, but if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan, into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many reported unto him, And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. So there were those there that were of his sheep, and there were those there that were goats. Both there. Some believed, some did not. Some were given the gift of faith, and some were not. Some were given eternal life because they were God's sheep, and some were not given eternal life because they were not God's sheep. Very, very clear message here in this 10th chapter of John. How could he have been any more clear regarding the doctrine of predestination and election and God's sovereignty and salvation than the 10th chapter of John? I don't see how he could have been any more clear. But people take this 10th chapter of John and rest it to their own destruction, because they are not his sheep, just like these Jews here did, ready to kill the Son of God, thinking they could kill him. He said, I freely lay down my life of myself, no man can take it from me. But here they did not believe his words, because they were not his sheep. They were not his sheep. But for God's sheep, this is a great comforting passage of Scripture, like so many other passages, like we read in the 6th chapter of John, like we will here in a few days read in the 17th chapter of John. The comfort that Christ's own doctrine gives to his sheep. Father, we thank you for this chapter. We thank you that it is clear, sparkling clear, to your sheep. And we rest in knowing that thou art Almighty God, the Son of God, and you have paid the price for all of your sheep, and that you have guaranteed beyond all doubt our eternal life, for which we are eternally grateful. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power. Father, we pray that you would take this Bible study and use it for your glory. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.